This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to an episode of Tag Along. Here, I am your host, Bilal Khan, with our guest here, Ammar al-Shukri. We are covering the 99 names of Allah over these episodes. In this episode, we are going over Al-Kabir and Al-Mutakabbir.
Yep. So you have these two names very similar to each other, Al-Kabir and Al-Mutakabbir. Al-Kabir is the one who is the great. Al-Kabir, the one who's great. And again, you know, you're not going to have just one English word that perfectly translates these concepts. But Al-Kabir means the great, and Al-Mutakabbir means the one who is greater than everything else, and the one who is above everything else, and the one who's more proud than everyone else. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that on the day of judgment, that Allah azza wa jalla will hold the heavens and the earth in his right hand, and he will say, "Ana al-Malik." Say, "I am the king." Where are the kings of earth? I am al-Jabbar. I'm the powerful. I'm the mighty. Where are the kings of earth? And so when all of the kings are resurrected, and everybody, all of the proud and the haughty and the mighty are resurrected, Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to be the greatest of them all, right? And he's going to show who Al-Kabir is. Al-Kabir also shows up in the Quran, of course. And of the interesting verses in which Kabir comes up, this concept of Allah Azza wa Jalla being the mighty, is in Surah Al-Nisa, verse 434. Very controversial verse, of course, where Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about domestic disputes between the husbands and the wives.
Yeah.
And then Allah concludes the verse by saying that if that friction or that tension is removed, if your women or your wives, فَإِنْ أَطَعْنَكُمْ if they obey you, فَلَا تَبْغُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ سَبِيلًا, then don't have a power trip. Don't trip with regards to your power over them anymore. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيًّا كَبِيرًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the high, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is the powerful. Now, what's the connotation there? Why is Allah saying those two attributes, that he is Al-Ali and that he is Al-Kabir, or that Allah Azza wa Jalla is high and that Allah Azza wa Jalla is powerful? What do you think?
Ali meaning, I would assume if they're having a power trip, like just whatever your little petty disputes are, just know that.
The guy, right?
Yeah.
Allah is basically directing the husbands. Like if the friction, relax. The tension has been removed and you're deluded by your power or your strength over the weaker sex or the weaker gender, your wife, then remember that Allah is Ali and Kabir, and that Allah Azza wa Jalla has more power over you than you have over her, and that Allah Azza wa Jalla is above you, no matter how much you think that you're above her or that you're above anybody else. So this concept, and this concept of Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater than everything in our lives, right? And that's something that we're reminded of every time that we pray throughout the entire, all of the motions of prayer. You know, as much as you get distracted by the dunya, whether it's your children or your family or whoever, that you remember that Allah Azza wa Jalla is Al-Kabir, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who is above you. He's great in everything. He's great in his essence. He's great in his attributes. He's great in his actions, his names. He's great in everything, and he's free from all defects. Again, you see all of these names have these implications of perfection.
Yeah.
But there's no imperfection that approaches Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that's why it becomes very, you know, when you see these names, you see how important it is that we keep our tongues pure from attributing these things to Allah. It's very dangerous.
The defects.
Defects to Allah. You know, sometimes that just creeps into your language.
Such as?
When you hear some guy say that he's a god.
Well, yeah.
You're just like, dude, what are you talking about? تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتِ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضِ. Allah is like, the sky could fall and the earth might split and all that, when a person says a statement like that, or they accuse a person to have that type of a statement. That shows you how evil this is in the sight of Allah. And you see all of these names reflecting that.
But it's funny though, even those people who claim that, how quickly they are humiliated in the eyes of others.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I know that Allah is Al-Kabir, right? When I know that Allah is Al-Kabir, that immediately puts everyone else in their place.
Yeah.
For me, it protects me from not just becoming proud in and of myself, which it does, because Allah is Al-Kabir.
Yeah.
But it also protects me from falling subject to feeling inferior to anybody else.
Yeah.
Because who are you? Yeah, okay, you're big and you're strong and you're powerful and you've got resources and stuff like that, but I know someone greater than you. Right? There's a beautiful story that I heard from a sheikh who was talking about, you know, a Bedouin man, okay? So this Bedouin, he was being told of a colonizing force that was going to come and attack his country.
Yeah.
And he's just a
The scholar is the Bedouin.
He's a Bedouin. He's uneducated. They're telling him that this colonizing nation is going to come and they're going to bomb the lights out of this country. Okay. Yeah. And everybody's terrified and they're telling him about this nation. And he's like, I've got a question for you. These airplanes that you guys keep telling us about, do they come above Allah or under Allah? And everybody's like, what kind of question is that? Of course they come under Allah. And he goes, okay, so if they come under Allah, then Allah is above them. We'll be all right. Right? He's like, we'll be all right. Right? And that's that concept, which is that Allah Azza wa Jalla is greater than everything and Allah Azza wa Jalla overpowers everything. So it gives that, you can't break the back of someone who truly knows and believes that Allah Azza wa Jalla is Al-Kabir.
So essentially, if there's ever a fear of other people or other things or the technology, know that Allah is greater.
Absolutely.